Lesson 67, the 67th lesson.
第六十七课，第六十七课，同学们在学习对话之中要重点掌握 model verbs 情态动词。那么情态动词，它往往表示一种语气和一种做事的一个感觉，比如说必须。一定要，可能，能够，等等。Now, please look. Must, 应该，必须。
You must stand in line.
You must stand in line. 你必须要站队。
You mustn't sit on the desk.
You mustn't sit on the desk.你绝对不要坐在课桌上面。
You must get up and get ready for school.
你必须要起床，准备去上学。
You mustn't eat anything until you see the doctor.
在看医生之前，你不要吃东西。你看过病以后，再吃东西。Must, 它的语气是非常强烈的，表示应该，必须要这样。Get ready for, 准备干什么。Get ready for school, 是准备去上学。Get ready for bed, 是准备上床去睡觉。So remember the expression get ready for supper,or get ready for dinner. 那么这一课呢，第二个呢，我们要总结归纳一下，有 when, before, after 引导的时间状语从句。Now please look. When, before, after 引导的时间状语从句。Listen.
You should be quiet when you are in the reading room.
When you are in the reading room.是表示时间的一个状语从句，就当你在阅览室的时候 ，you should be quiet。当你在阅览室的时候，应该保持安静。
When I grow up, I'll be a nurse and look after patients.
When I grow up, 当我长大的时候 ，I'll be a nurse and look after patients. 我要当一个护士去照顾病人。
I can't go out before Mum comes back.
Before Mum comes back, 在母亲回来之前 I can't go out, 我不能够出去。
After I cooked the food, I went to buy some flowers for Dad.
After I cooked the food, 是由 after 引导的时间状语从句，意思是我做好了饭以后我去给爸爸买了一些鲜花。由这些例子我们可以看到，由 when, before, after 引导的时间状语从句可以摆在句子的后面。You should be quiet when you are in the reading room. 也可以摆在主句的前面。When I grow up, I'll be a nurse and look after patients.So this sentence we can also say, when you are in the reading room, you should be quiet. And this sentence we can say, I'll be a nurse and look after patients when I grow up. I can't go out before Mom comes back. We can say, before Mom comes back, I can't go out. Certainly, this sentence we can also say, I went to buy some flowers for Dad after I cooked the food. 好，那么这个是由 when, before, after 引导的时间状语从句。同时我们要归纳总结一下由 if 引导的条件状语从句。if 引导的条件状语从句表示如果、假若。Now, please look.由 if 引导的条件从句。 Listen.
If you don't go soon, you'll be late.
如果你不马上走，你就会迟到。The second.
If you are ill, you'll have to see the doctor.
If you're ill, 假如你生病了，你就得去看医生。
If you don't want to go alone, I'll go with you.
If you don't want to go alone, 如果你不想单独一个人去 ,if you don't want to go alone, 我就陪你去 ,I'll go with you. 注意,有 if 引导的条件状语从句和前面有 when, before, after 引导的时间状语从句一样,它的位置可以放在主句的前面也可以放在后面。So, if you don't go soon, you'll be late. We can also say, you'll be late if you don't go soon. You'll have to see the doctor if you're ill. I'll go with you if you don't want to go alone. 那么有 if, when, before, after 引导的状语从句还有一个要注意的。就是在这些从句里面呢通常用一般时态来表示将来 If you don't go soon 实际上他们现在走了没有呢没有走啊，那么这个将来的行为呢要用一般时态来表示那么本单元呢我们这一课里面重点要注意去掌握有 when, before, after 和 if引导的状语从句要注意它的位置以及它的在时态用法上的特点
And that's the end of lesson 67
第67课我们就辅导到这里